I want to talk to all of you guys today and ladies today, but I want to make sure, where are my young people at? People in college and high school. Young people who came out today, we are going to have to remember that the change of the status quo, which is not serving many of us, will not happen overnight. Rather, change occurs bit by bit when new voices are heard, and those voices are our voices. Today, our country's divisiveness and disenfranchisement of so many of our brothers and sisters have challenged us all to create a feeling of absolute helplessness. I have felt this way myself at times, and it's not all right. I truly believe that our young generation is going to create change. And I have committed myself to be an active member in that process. I am here to say we must not allow race, gender, socioeconomic status to hinder our ability to go out here and change the world. Whether your passion is environment and global warming, healthcare and civil rights, or education, no matter what you hold dear, I see this not only as a right, but I think it is our civil duty to go shake up this world. It is critical that we all open our eyes and listen. Whether listening to the 7-year-old student who told me, "Sir, all I want is a better lunch," or to the immigrant family who wants equal opportunities, or to a young person like myself with their nose in the grindstone and facing life's challenges, we all need to first listen, then be a voice. Then we need to have a position and be a voice to everyone so that we can change the world. The first step into solving a problem is we must listen and empathize. To that old saying of walking in someone else's shoes, we must realize that our neighbors and our members of our community face legitimate hurdles every single day. We have the power, we are the power, and we are going to make a better Colorado for all. One of the most effective things my generation can do is vote. Don't boo, vote.